Willie Jackson's kindly with us, albeit a brief conversation. He is taking part in a debate at the Oxford Union, which is coming up in a couple of days. That notion, or motion, I should say, is this house believes British museums are not very British. Oxford University. Thanks very much for joining us. Willie, tenakwe.
Kia ora, bro.
Hey, mate. Pretty exciting, really. And Willow Jean sends her best to you. It's quite an auspicious opportunity for a young, youngish, in fact, semi-old Māori guy from Mangere to be debating at Oxford Uni, man. But it's an interesting point that you are debating. No doubt you gave this a lot of thought before you went there. How have you found being in London in preparation for?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, my boy was over here today, Hiku, so he's filming for a show, which is really good, Māori, you know, for his mum's show and for Māori TV. And he followed me through the British Museum this morning, Dale. So it's Tuesday morning here. Sorry, it's Tuesday night here, Wednesday morning there, right? So, and so it's quite a privilege. Hiku was able to negotiate with them to get in early before the crowds come in, because they get huge crowds come through British Museum. In fact, 6 million a year go through the British Museum. It's the third most visited museum in the world after the Louvre and the Vatican. So, you know, it's I think the Louvre is 7 million and Vatican's about 8 million. So incredible. Just to get in there and saw some of our Māori artifacts, and a bit of a privilege. And you know, the whole kaupapa is a privilege, Dale. Very, very, very humbling, the whole thing. And I'll give it my best shot on Thursday night, which I think is Friday morning your time. I think we speak around, we have a dinner and everything, and I think it's somewhere after 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock when we get into the debate.
And that debate. So you've been in there marvelling at our taonga so far from home. Do you sense that the British Museums are kaitiaki of our taonga or thieves of our taonga?
Probably a bit of both, don't you think?
That's what I think anyway, yeah.
probably a bit of both, I'd say. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about, you know, in particular Moko Mōkai. And, I, of course, never got to see those because, you know, that's been very disputed over the years. There's 7 Moko Mōkai there. They got over 2,000, in fact, they said over 3,000 Māori artefacts in that museum. So, you know, it's they were very courteous to me today. They're not sure about what I'm going to say on Thursday night. And so it's going to be quite a challenge, you know, to come up with, obviously, something substantial, but you got to have a bit of fun too, because you want to try and win the meet, don't you? So I'm just chipping away at it at the moment, actually, just refining what I want to say, and you know, just we can't just talk off the cuff as we do, as you and I do at Wātea there, Dale. We're going to have to, you know, get sort of written.
Oh, no, Willie, yeah. Jackson, and you're not going to stick to your notes, are you?
Yeah, I think, you know, even David Longy had notes, believe it or not.
Now, you're somewhat fiery and unpredictable, but that's part of your appeal and your strength. So whilst you'll have no doubt some notes to guide you, you know, the way that you communicate is your own. I think they've invited you because they know that, yeah?
Well, you know, when I got the invitation, in March, and well, no, they've invited me because they, you know, they've followed my work as a MP, I suppose. Well, that's what they said in the invitation, and noted that I advocated for our people and Indigenous rights for a long time, and thought that I would probably fit the bill with the debate. So, you know, I don't know how much they have looked at it, but you know, I'm up against pretty formidable opposition. Did you see who the opposition was?
Yeah, I've got it here. The Lord Vasey of Didcot, the former Minister of Culture, and Bel Ribeiro Addy, MP, Shadow Minister of Immigration, and an American author. But you know, they got you in there for your supreme intellect and charm and wit.
I'm probably the most unqualified person to ever speak or debate at Oxford. I mean, these guys have got degrees coming out of their ears now. So,
hey, hold your ground, Willie J. That don't mean nothing, man. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know, you got every right to stand there and have a go.
Those two in particular are quite very high profile here in Great Britain. You know, they're very, very high profile politicians. So, going to be a bit of a challenge, don't you think, Dale?
No, you'll do it on your ear, mate. You'll do it on your ear. Hey, did you note they didn't invite Tamahere?
Him and I had had lunch before I flew out, and good to catch up with the brother. And it's just a very, for me and for I've been really humbled by the support. Of course, you got all of course, there's a number of haters out there who just want me to die, don't they? Joke in the debate, so I'm aware of that too. Of course, you know it goes. It goes both ways, but our people have been particularly and hugely supportive, and all the park people too. You know, I have people coming up to me as I was going, leaving New Zealand on the plane, are all aware of it. So, I don't just do this for our people. I like a lot of New Zealanders right across the spectrum to support me, because, there's a group of them out there, and who they are, Dale. They just hate us and don't rate us. They want you to. They've got this overriding hope that we choke, that we stuff up. They don't think we're articulate. They don't think we're educated. They don't think we're thick. They think we're thick. You know, you get those sort of those haters who come through. I see them and. And I just, no different to what I've seen from the time I've been involved in politics, broadcasting. You know, it's always been the same thing. We're not up to scratch. If we're running organisations, we're stealing money. It's all, the themes, Dale. And I just, got to get on with it and know that, most of your people and behind you. I'm also proud with. My own party have been very supportive. The team all been supportive. Kamau, Chippy, the crew right across the spectrum. So, just give it your best shot and see where it lands, though.
I think you'd be great, Willie. All the best, man. Got plenty of tautoko from us too as proud fellow broadcasters, man. All the best. Two men from Mangere at Oxford. That's Longie and Jackson coming up in a couple of days. We'll keep you posted too. And that's happening our time Friday morning. All the best, Willie. You'll do us proud, bro.
Thank you, Dale. If I can be half as well as Mr. Longie, it might go okay. But thanks a lot. Ngā mihi kia koe, kia koutou, e mihi ana kia koutou, mō koutou tautoko I ngā wā katoa, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora.
A tēnā no tātou katoa. Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks, Willie. Thanks for joining us. Willie Jackson in England. Hey, he's been in plenty of different hotspots.